This is Baby Hour, radio for parenting.
Hello, and a very warm welcome to another Baby Hour. Today, I'm absolutely delighted with my guest, Mandy Kramer, mom of one baby, two cats and two dogs, educator, instructional designer, and she's one of the leading experts in traveling with babies. Hi, Mandy, and a very warm welcome to Baby Hour today.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay, I think we'll just go straight into the conversation. We want to know, what do you do when you've got a baby, a toddler, and you're going to go on a little trip, a plane trip? How do we start? Do we have a checklist? What do we do? Do we just take our boob and a diaper and pack and hop on the plane? Make sure we got a change of clothes and our toothbrush and hop on. Let's go, Mandy. Tell us what do we do? What's your first stop in your checklist?
Yeah, sure. So I guess I'll start off by saying that my baby was actually born in Sweden. I'm based in the US. So her first flight was when she was 3 months old, and it was quite a long one. And for that, I learned a lot. And then learning from that first experience, we've done trips to California and Florida. So all different kinds of lengths I've flown with her when she was a young infant. And in reflecting, there's about five key things that I would break down for moms or dads who are traveling with their little one. And the first thing would be to try to keep them on schedule as much as you can. I'm going to go through what
the baby daily schedule you're talking about.
Yeah.
If we get up at 8 o'clock and we eat at half past eight and so on and so on. So you try to stick to that as much as possible.
Right. So I'll touch base on like what items were helpful and what to bring even for when they become toddlers, because my daughter's now a toddler. And so I can share some insight into what to bring later. But first, I want to touch on this idea of trying to keep a schedule. So for when they're so little, the most important things that they do are they eat, they poop, and they sleep. And so thinking about what time they are usually sleeping and trying to navigate and pushing their sleeping schedule so that they are sleeping on the plane. That was a huge help for us. And my daughter was able to sleep for a lot of that time. But even when on the shorter flights, when she got older and she didn't sleep as much, it was really helpful to try and time the feedings and the sleeping while you're on the plane, because that's what keeps them busy. It's kind of hard to keep them entertained when they're young and awake on a plane.
So the schedule is really important. That's number one on your checklist. So
you
touched a little bit on eating. So I'm going to jump you a little bit through your checklist and then we can get you back on track. So eating. So what do you prepare for eating on the plane? Again, you say you try to prepare that they will eat when they would eat normally. And what do you bring? You just bring some snacks or you just bring your boob basically if it's a small baby. What do you bring with you?
Yeah, so I breastfed, so she would nurse, and I would try and hold off the nursing until we were actually taking off on the flight. So when the plane was leaving and that pressure change, kind of, you know, people chew gum on a plane or try to eat something to make their ears pop. So to have that swallowing happening for them when they go up in the air is what I was trying to shoot for. And it also relaxes them and it gives them something to do. It makes the whole takeoff a lot less stressful. And so I was just nursing 100% at that age when she was 3 months. But if you're bottle feeding, just making sure that you have enough formula, because I have heard that airports don't carry formula. So you need to really be prepared in how much you're bringing.
I'm smiling there because it reminds me of a story from many, many years ago. My son is going to be 40 soon. So I'm talking about a story from a really long time ago. And he was a little baby and I live in Israel and I was traveling back to the UK where I'm originally from. And I took my son, I don't remember which direction, whether I was coming from Israel or I was coming back from London. And he was probably about 3 or 4 months old, like you were saying your daughter was initially. And he wasn't breastfed baby. So it was already drinking, you know, milk and formula and whatever. And I got everything together and I had my checklist and I got on the plane and my baby started to cry. And I looked for the bottle or the milk and I couldn't find, I hadn't brought any milk. And I'm, oh my God, you know, I'm like, I was in sheer panic. So I called the stewardess and I said, you know, I've forgotten, I don't have any milk. And she said, you know, we don't carry cartons of milk on the plane. We've just got the little cups, you know, that you put in your coffee. So they went away and they took from the captain. I think they went into the captain's personal stash and they brought me back some milk. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, it's like, I didn't know what to do and what to say. So it's really, it would have helped me then, but it's going to help a lot of young moms now that you're saying, you know, what to make your checklist and go. Anyway, that's a little antidote. Do go ahead. So you're on number two, I think, almost.
Yeah, I'm just, sorry, my dog barked because somebody came to the door. So I'm just waiting to see if she'll be quiet.
Okay, just that's it. You moved it, dear lovely.
Okay. So yeah, I'm really glad that you brought that up because in an emergency situation, you'd be surprised at how many people step up to help. and one thing that I've noticed, you know, if you forget something or there's an emergency, there's going to be other moms around you who are going to be empathetic and just understand what you're going through and they always step up. There's always somebody who's going to help you in an emergency situation, which is really great to see. And just another note with the traveling with liquids, because when you board or when you go through security, there is a, you can't bring in more than a few ounces of liquid as you're boarding the plane.
That's correct.
So what I had to do is you can either do the powder formula, or you can do the, I had pre-mixed formula in larger containers, but these were sealed. So I was able to bring those on through security and they did their little, you know, scanning and they tested it for chemicals and things like that. But I was able to bring some pre-mixed formula in case something happened and I needed it. And so there are ways to get around it. Just do a little research in whatever airport you're going to see what the requirements are.
What the restrictions are in every airport has their different restrictions, especially these days now with all the COVID restrictions on top of the regular ones. So
yes, and also bringing food is allowed. So when you're talking about when they're old enough to eat and the snacks, having lots of snacks when you get on that plane and traveling is super helpful, especially if you have toddlers or they're just kind of in that munching stage. So you are able to bring as much food as you want. It's just they're very strict on the liquids. But I even had those squeeze pouches I would give my daughter, and they were able to go through the security. They just wiped them down, you know, and they were sealed before the security. I didn't open them and then reseal them. So that was okay. It just depends on the airport and so who's checking
what
your bag.
Is do your research. Do your research before you plan. Do your research on the airport and everything. That brings me up to another thing. Your buggy. Now, there's a lot of different things with the buggy. Some of them take them on the plane. Some of them put them in the cargo. Some of them you have to walk. You have to leave them at the check-in. So that's another point that we have to take into consideration. Yeah. Because you're going to be carrying a bag, a buggy, and a baby. So you get the BBBs.
Yes. Yeah. So when it comes to the larger equipment, what you can do is most of the time, most airports will allow you to check a lot of larger things for free if it's for a baby. So we checked our car seat. We had a very large bulky stroller or buggy, you may call it. And we checked that in and we traveled around the airport with an umbrella stroller when she was big enough for that. When she was really little, we carried her with a baby carrier through the airport, and we didn't really worry about a stroller at that age. But when she got older and heavier, the umbrella stroller was really great because we can just pack it up super fast, and they didn't have any issues taking it to the storage area in the plane once we got to where the plane was. But as far as those larger things, take advantage of that, because I was able to take a big infant backpack. So for backpacking and hiking, I was able to check that for free. And I stuffed it with some, you know, extra baby clothes and some extra diapers. And all of that just saves a lot of cost when it comes to traveling. And we just kind of protected it with a little stroller bag. But I have seen families take their larger strollers, and they are easily able to have those in the airport moving around. And then they have the employees of the airline, they bring those strollers down to the plane to when the plane, it's time to board.
And so when they're departing from the plane, that the buggy is there, you know, at the door of the plane, basically. So yes, they can navigate straight through to the baggage collection, you know, with the baby, and everybody's tired already, and we've snacked out. So it's really, it's a good thing that the, you know, the stroller is right there, you know, in the receiving end.
Yes, yes, exactly. So just call the airline and ask how they can accommodate you when it comes to infants, and you might be surprised at everything that they do. There might even be some extra things that, you know, you didn't think about that would have been helpful. So it doesn't hurt to hop on the phone and just contact somebody who works there and just ask for what they can do for you, because they're there to serve you, you know, so take advantage of that.
Excellent. So I think we're on to about number three or four now. We've got our food taken care of. We've got our stroller taken care of.
Yeah. So my favorite, if I were to bring one item besides the necessities, you know, the diapers, the food, and all of that, changing pad, bring a changing pad with you, because it's just more comfortable for the baby to lie on something in that tiny little airport airplane bathroom. So like a foam pad that you can just lay down, and they fold up really nicely. Most diaper bags come with those. Mine don't mind it. So having that was really helpful, but my favorite thing was a boppy pillow. Do you know what that is?
I'm not sure. That's an American cliche for something that you're going to tell us about now. Okay.
Yeah. So think of half a donut shape, or a large U-shaped
pillow. You mean like the one that you put around your neck when you sit on the plane, like the adult puts around their neck. So then, you know, if you want to sleep.
Yes, but this is much bigger. Yes, but it's much bigger than that. So it wouldn't really work for you, like for around your neck, but it's the same exact shape, and it's a lot larger. And this was totally worth it, because my baby was able to just lay and relax and just be comfortable on my lap, because we didn't want to pay for an extra seat. So that was one of my favorite things. Also very helpful for breastfeeding. If you're breastfeeding, it just holds the baby in place. I use that thing constantly when she was little, not just for flying, but just for everyday use. So I call it a boppy pillow. I have a blog post that I wrote about everything I'm talking about.
Okay.
I can link that to your show notes if you'd like.
When we get to the end, which won't be long from now, because we're about, then we'll give you all the opportunity. Everybody can be able, you can tell us where your social medias are, and everybody can check up on anything that we've talked about. You know, and obviously you've got more information about things to bring, and, you know, things that we won't manage to cover today. So you're saying you've got your bag, and you've got your bobby pillow, and you got your baby, of course. You make sure you don't leave her any place, you know, on any desks, any check-in desks or anything like that.
Yes, exactly.
Baby passports. I'm not sure how that works. Like I said, many, many years. Originally, you would have your baby on your passport, but I believe it doesn't work like that anymore. So how does it work with baby passports?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned that. I'll try and remember, but my daughter was born in a different country. So our process was a bit more complicated than it would be for if your baby was born in the country that you're a citizen in. But since she was, if anyone's listening and having a baby outside of where they're used to or where their home country is, When she was born, we had to go to the U.S. Embassy to get her paperwork and to file for her birth certificate and all of that stuff. She was considered a U.S. citizen because my husband and I were, but technically she was stateless when she was born because we didn't have any of that paperwork, but she did have her little certificate from the hospital from Sweden. So you, once you get all the paperwork to get collected, you do need to get a picture. And that was the hardest thing when they were so little, is to get a picture with their eyes open. So I've seen parents do it on their own with their cell phone and it's worked fine. I was always nervous that it wouldn't be the right kind of picture. So I would always go to a professional and they took it with all of the correct dimensions and the just, they did it, made sure it was done correctly. And yeah, and they were able to expedite our passport due to the fact that we were leaving Sweden. It was in the middle of a pandemic as well, so it was quite a crazy time. But they were able to get it done within, I think, a week or so. But it depends on
the country.
Embassy.
It depends on all
the country.
Sorts of other things. But the, what you're saying is nowadays babies do need their own passports.
Yes. Yes.
And you just obviously you just hand them over on the at the check-in desk as you would as you're handing your passport, you hand over your baby's passport as well.
Yes. And I don't know, you know, we're maybe your audience is quite international and you're traveling from country to country.
I just have to say here, because I'm really smiling, we're listened to in about 27 countries, which is pretty well. Wow.
Yeah, that's because awesome.
Babies are pretty international. They're babies are babies. They're the same in Sweden as they are in the States, as they are in Africa, you know, and that's the whole big thing about Baby Hour, that we are basically, we're unilateral, you know, and it's wonderful because I don't even know, sometimes I get messages from Saudi Arabia and I'm like, wow. But then when I think of it, babies are babies, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But I wanted to make note, if there's any Americans listening, that you don't need a passport. I don't believe. OK, so I guess don't quote me on this. Do your research. At this moment, I don't believe you need to have a passport to fly to a different state. But do your due diligence and look that up. It's just that I had it already, so I would use it. But I was never really asked when I flew from Michigan to Florida or Michigan to California. You know, they didn't really ask me for anything for my daughter. So kind of made me like nervous. I was like, well, what if somebody's just kidnapping my kid and nobody's checking to see who this kid belongs to? But I had it with me, so I would use it. So maybe just take a look and see what your state regulations are or your country regulations for travel.
Okay. Is there anything that we haven't talked about on the plane? And we're just going to check if we got time to do a little bit about train travel. But tell me, is there anything that we've missed that's really important for, like you said, you had five steps. I think we just kind of one ran into the other, basically. So I don't know if we covered all five, but maybe there's something that we've missed out that you wanted to tell the listeners.
I think I would just like to sum it up by saying, try to be minimal. You don't need to bring everything in the world with you when you're traveling. They actually get quite entertained by things around them, just being in a new environment, like playing with the seatbelts, playing with the little, you know, gadgets that you get from the stewardess, the headphones. Some planes come with screens that you can have them play, or just interacting with the stranger next to them on the flight. When they're very little, you don't need to worry about bringing a whole bunch of toys. You just don't. And when they're toddlers and when they really need that stimulus, I actually interviewed somebody on my other podcast on how to do these dollar store surprises. So you get a bunch of tiny, cheap little toys, and every half hour or every hour, you wrap them up in some tissue paper and you give them a little surprise.
Whilst we're talking about entertainment, and the other thing about leg room, do you try to book so that you're at the emergency exit so you've got more leg room, for when you've got the baby, or you didn't think of that one?
No, we didn't. But one thing that was really helpful is in advance, we told the airline that we had an infant and she was only 3 months old, and with that we wanted a bassinet. And when, so some planes provide bassinets for the babies to sleep in, and it comes with a little seatbelt and everything. It was great. And those seats actually gave us more legroom because they were in a certain spot of the plane. So if you know, if you let the airline know well in advance, you can reserve those things and actually have some more legroom and get a break from the baby. Nowadays with a toddler, I'm not sure what I would do. I would probably just buy her her own seat at this stage because she's just really big and heavy to be on my lap, even though she technically could.
I think most I would airlines just have got, a, got an seat. Age now that most airlines, I think it's after 2 years old.
2 years,
I
yeah.
Think 2 years old is the time to pay for my seat, mom.
Yes, and yeah, and so she's not two yet, but I think I may just fork over the extra money, or you know, you can risk it and just see if there's an open seat when you get on the plane if you're lucky. But if you don't want to take that risk, it might be worth it. But I'm a small person. I fit pretty well in seats, but my husband, you know, he has a longer legs. He's taller. If it depends on your comfort level. So go for it. If you think it'd be more comfortable because you want that, comfort. It's worth the extra money when it comes to travel.
Yeah, obviously. I mean, you've got to not forget yourself. We've discussed everything and anything the baby might need, and then you get on the plane. You say, "Oh my God, I haven't brought this. I haven't brought my sucky candies, and I haven't brought this for myself." And so that's another real big one. You've got to make sure that you've got everything that you got your makeup on, your smile on, and all the rest, because it can be very stressful. The preparation can be very stressful. So how would you, just before we wrap up completely, how would you think, if you're thinking of, if maybe the baby would get sick or on board, what would you bring, in order to, I don't know, if they start to throw up, a bit, and what would you bring maybe to cool them down? Some Calpol or whatever? I don't know. Is there something that you would bring or something you could think to bring?
Yeah, I always like to travel with some infant Tylenol in case a fever spikes or something like that. And you can get a small enough bottle where it would be flight approved for you to bring that kind of liquid on board because it's a liquid medicine. So you can bring some Tylenol in case, they're fussy or maybe they're teething. And they need some relief. It also helps them sleep a bit better, more comfortable. I always packed an extra outfit or two or three, depending on my space. Because not normally with throwing up, she did spit up a lot. But with blowouts or just like just times where she just leaks through her diaper, you just want to have that extra clothing so that they stay nice and fresh throughout the flight. So that was definitely, and they can get kind of sweaty. So bringing some extra clothes, I wouldn't worry about trying to bring a whole bunch of towels and stuff like the airplanes would have that kind of stuff. But extra clothes, some infant medicine doesn't hurt to have.
Okay, so we're disembarking now. So Mandy, tell us where we can find you, where the moms can catch on to get more information. Obviously, you've got lots of information on your blog and on your website about all different kinds of travel. Today, we spoke specifically about plane travel, but I'd love to have you on again and we'll talk about some other kind of travel. If you're willing, baby, I would love to have you on again. So tell us, where can we catch up with you? Where can our listeners find Mandy?
Sure. Yeah. Thanks for having me. It's been a fun conversation. I actually started my own podcast for moms. It's called The Wander Mom Diaries, and it's mainly about traveling with your babies and or children. Doesn't have to be babies. If you have older kids, it applies to you as well. And I have a variety of different guests, and we talk about all different things related to traveling and hiking and camping and just getting out of the house with your little ones. And so I can link to the website in the show notes, but you can also find the podcast on anywhere you listen. And so that's a great place to find some more content. I also have a blog and a website that's linked to that.
Excellent. And that's, I can really cool.
give you that.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you again ever so much. It's been a lovely journey. We've gone from Sweden to the States, and we've traveled inside the States, and we've done it all with baby. So yeah. Thank you ever so much, Mandy. It's been a joy.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're tuned to Baby Hour, and we've come to the end of another show, but do keep tuned. We love having you with us, and we've got expert guests every week. So do join us again. Take care of yourselves. Take care of your kids. And bye for now from Baby Hour. Bye.
This is Baby Hour, radio for parenting.